This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Let's talk about some award shows from over the weekend. So it was a big weekend for award shows because there wasn't just one big award show. It wasn't just the Emmys. It wasn't just the Oscars. It wasn't just the Golden Globes. We had the SAG Awards and we also had the NAACP Image Awards. So we're going to talk about two speeches that have gone totally viral from over the weekend. And I want to start off with Timothée Chalamet, who is saying something that you're not really supposed to say out loud. You're not really supposed to say that you want great things. And Timothée Chalamet, during his acceptance speech, said that he's not afraid to admit that he wants to be one of the greats.
I know the classiest thing would be to downplay the effort that went into this role and how much this means to me. But the truth is, this was 5.5 years of my life. I poured everything I had into playing this incomparable artist, Mr. Bob Dylan, a true American hero. And it was the honor of a lifetime. And lastly, I can't downplay the significance of this award because it means the most to me. And I know we're in a subjective business, but the truth is, I'm really in pursuit of greatness. I know people don't usually talk like that, but I want to be one of the greats. I'm inspired by the greats. I'm inspired by the greats here tonight. I'm as inspired by Daniel Day-Lewis, Marlon Brando, and Viola Davis as I am by Michael Jordan and Michael Phelps, and I want to be up there. So I'm deeply grateful to that. This doesn't signify that, but it's a little more fuel. It's a little more ammo to keep going. Thank you so much.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
That's the first time I heard an actor sound like an athlete. I love it.
Yeah, right? I mean, what do they want? You know what? I am totally okay with mediocrity. I shouldn't be up here at all. I love hearing that.
I think, too, it puts it in perspective that he said, I dedicated over 5 years of my life to this one role. And I think people just, what they watch on a screen, they think took, you know, like 2 seconds. But this is years of people's lives putting this art together.
Yeah, it takes 10 years to become an overnight success. And obviously, Timothée Chalamet has been successful for many, many years. But that's what a lot of people were pointing out when all these clips are going really viral on social media, is that you're not, a lot of people feel like it's very, it's not humble to say that you want to be great. And I think Timothée was just kind of being like, listen, I worked really hard because I want to be good. And that's why I got this award. And I think he had every right to say something.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's arrogant at all. No. Saying that I want to be great. Yes.
Well, not saying getting up there and being like, I'm the greatest of all time.
Right, that's different.
That's a different vibe.
Yeah. 100%. Well, Keke Palmer also won an award over the weekend at the NAACP Image Awards. And she kind of did a similar speech, but she gave a lot of kudos to the people that were nominated against her. And she started off her speech by shouting out Cynthia Erivo in the crowd because she was like, listen, I thought Cynthia Erivo was going to get this award, but I'm glad that I got it nonetheless.
I didn't think I was going to win because, girl, you killed that role. You kill every role you do. I mean, your power, your vulnerability, your strength, you are exceptional. Cynthia. Obviously, Shannon, my hunky unky, you know. I've been in this industry for 20 years. Nobody has uplifted me more than you all, the people in this room. I remember when Akilah and the Bee first came out and it didn't do well in the theaters, and it was when it became available on DVD that you all made it the classic that it is. And so, while we continue to ask for more money,
get it?
Because we need that. It's important that we remember that what we choose and what we deem as important is enough.
So she's talking here specifically about how this award meant so much to her and how this award show meant a lot to her during Black History Month, in the sense that, you know, her first movie, Akilah and the Bee, wasn't a huge success, but it was people in the Black community that really championed her and championed that film that got her to where she is today. So really, like, this whole entire speech just encapsulated so much of her career journey. And it was cool to watch. She won it for Entertainer of the Year. And I was like, look at her entertaining us during her speech, too. So it was so, so well deserved.
I love her so much.
I love her energy too. She's so
the best. We're in like a Kiki renaissance, and I love that people are finally recognizing just how talented she is. Obviously, she's been in the game for a while, but I feel like just recently, she's gotten so much great recognition. All right, this rapper is directly telling his fans he is not their friend. I'm going to tell you why he's calling out his followers on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.